like you and the horse you rode it on. Bruh. Why are you
It's working, I'm a genius.
Why are you assaulting the mic?
Shut up. No, I was trying. I was just trying to get the Yamete kudasai. Yeah, we should just check the levels.
This is just the entire podcast.
Please, let's not. Let's the
podcast. This is fun.
This is already recording, you guys.
This is very nice.
The entire podcast is just going to be moans.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my.
Is it. When are we starting?
Now, it's already gone.
This chair is great for stimming, can I just say? I'm having a fucking time of my life.
So, hi, everybody. This is the podcast with no name as of now.
Hi. With no name. Yeah. Is that the name?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's so
really smart.
Well, shut up, Niamh. Could you come up with something better?
No, I think it's good.
I don't.
You just said that it was shite.
No, I think it's good. I think
See,
it's
Bernardo,
good.
Bernardo, you're talking to a creative writing student.
English lit student.
Oh, I'm the creative writing student, bitch.
Same thing.
You just get us mixed up.
Same thing. It's both writing.
Shut
it's
up.
Both to do with
Shut
books.
Up. We don't write.
Well, I'm script
okay,
writing.
You're talking to two
write.
Publishing students
it.
Right now.
Yeah. And they write and they know. <stuff. laughs>
No, but you're currently a publishing student, aren't you?
I'm eating myself out of that.
Not for, you, I think you have already been
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, I've been...
You've been gone for a while.
Exactly. So tell us something about that, Niamh.
Okay, so basically what the thing is was... basically, I just wasn't like... I just wasn't really vibing with it. I didn't really kind of like look into it too much before I chose it. And I thought it was going to be fun, but it turns out it was not very exciting and very boring. And I didn't
mean,
really
it's English
like
literature. What the fuck were you
not
expecting?
That I know I like the English literature. I didn't like the publishing side. So it's I'm still going to do English lit. I'm just not doing publishing.
It's gotten a bit better. Just a little bit.
Your mum's gotten a bit better.
Yo.
Yes, but basically Niamh was gone for like
Excuse me? Hello?
3 months or whenever it was.
What?
You were gone for like what felt like 3 months.
I was
and
gone
now
for a month.
You've gone for 2 months.
I was gone for a month.
You've gone for a month.
You're gone for a month and a bit.
I was gone for like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It felt like
what can I say? My presence without my presence there's just a whole
Yeah,
there is. A hole that can't be filled.
I could
I'm not
that.
Gonna say anything.
A hole that needs to be filled.
I could fill that hole for you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Niamh.
And basically, so we have Niamh here, and we also have Bruce and Anonymous.
What the fuck?
Oh hell yeah!
I can't associate with that name anymore.
Shut up! Yeah, I've associated you with that name. So tough shit, sunshine.
Now this is this is
God
gonna hurt.
Damn.
This is gonna hurt. Okay.
Well, you can be Nigel if you want.
Nigel.
I like Nigel. I look like a Nigel.
You do. Well,
in what world do you look like a Nigel?
Can I just say, Nigel from Rio.
I've never watched
The cockatoo.
That's who I'm referring to.
Yeah.
I look like a cockatoo.
What, the white bird?
Yeah. Oh my god. I
have a brunette with blue eyes just going on about stuff. And she doesn't look like Nigel at all.
She has the same personality as Nigel.
Well, I don't really remember the personality from
He's quite mean.
Nigel. Yeah, it was quite mean.
I
mean, he's not as mean
tell
as me.
No one, please tell me no one heard that.
No, no, I turned off the mic.
Wait, I have the personality of Nigel? Is that... Am I...
Yeah, basically that's the final verdict.
Sick.
And basically, well, this week I didn't brought any interesting topics to discuss.
Right.
I've just
got one.
Nice.
Yeah, I just
your mum.
I've got an interesting topic to discuss.
Is it my mum?
No. No. It's actually assigning each other as Disney characters.
Ooh,
oh, Christ.
Okay.
Oh, I've already got mine.
Yeah, Nigel.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's from DreamWorks.
Listen, same thing.
Okay, realistically, realistically. You know that black car from Cars?
That
you know,
black
you know, like
car?
The old car? That
brown
Lightning
one.
McQueen, like, r- no, not
No,
later.
It's not dark.
It is a black-colored car. You know the old
Except
guy?
Are you going to say
American.
That's me?
The old guy.
Are you going to say that's me?
No, is it
him.
Is it the police car?
It's the guy with the mustache that Lightning McQueen's like looks up to, and then
there are two guys. Yeah, so it's the police car.
Wait, no, let me get him up.
No, you're thinking of Doc.
You shut
up. Hang on.
No, I won't shut up. That's my favorite movie of all time.
How about I?
Both of you shut up.
Look it up, because I'm the one who said it, fam. Come on.
Yeah, this is
that bitch.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah,
oh, this is from the recent movie. So
oh,
it's
from Cars 3.
Yeah, it's from Cars 3. It's one of the moonshiners.
Oh, speaking of Cars.
Disgusting.
Oh. Can we just say Cars has like one of the best like...
Life is a highway.
I will run it all night long.
Oh, no, you're not going to start it. I'm so sorry. No, we're going to get copyright infringement or strike or whatever. No, but I also love... Yeah, demonetized, but I also love that song.
So what Disney character are you then as...
And why the fuck am I the black car? Fuck you.
I'm just being a dick. I'm sorry.
What character?
Yeah, she's definitely the cockatoo. Nigel. Bloody
what the
Nigel.
Fuck? I don't know. What would you guys assign me?
That Mexican plane from Planes or whatever the fuck it's called.
I was going to say
Sebastian the Crab.
That's
no, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Right.
I just heard them mine.
Just because I'm Jamaican.
Exactly. Yeah. You fucking racist.
Exactly. Thanks, Nigel.
Well, I was going to say Nigel that you were that Mexican plane.
I was the Mexican plane. Okay, I can be the Mexican plane. I'm fine with it.
Do you have any strong feelings about Mexicans? Is that going to get us? We're going to have to cut this out.
No. I'm fine with Mexicans. I just, their
it's
food
Spanish.
Just... Yeah, not the Spanish. If there's any Spanish people listening to this... Fuck you and fuck your mom.
Ooh.
Those poor Spanish people.
It's quite aggressive.
They're not. They just steal your fish.
What?
They haven't stolen my fish.
You're from Southampton. Of course they stole your fish.
They haven't stolen my fish.
My fish
got
is safe.
Yeah. They're not. I ate your fish. Remember?
Yeah, you did.
Oh my
this
God.
Is basically this is basically my life. It's always
all like Ez and Maddie interaction.
Exactly, and it's something. It's always something about their moms or whatever.
We don't bring up our moms that much.
No.
I bring up Maddie's mom. But
what Disney character would I be?
I don't know.
Please be nice.
No. You know, is Enchanted the? Is her name? What's her name?
You're shit at this.
The main character.
What? How am I shit?
You said that I was a black car that you didn't remember the name.
I was taking the piss.
The main character.
And now I'm a plane.
Giselle. Yeah.
I see that.
You remind me of Giselle.
Wait.
I see that.
Aww,
is that Isla Fisher?
You're not as stupid as her.
No, you're just.
I
very,
would no.
Very
I want to be the who Idina Menzel plays in that film. Oh, she's kind of slay. She's like she's like a bossy boss woman, and she
I
like.
I have no fucking clue
can
what
I say
you're on
this
about.
Word? Cunty, you're cunty.
Yeah.
Coming on. You know, my mum asked me because I said I was recording a podcast. She asked me if like she'd be able
Hi,
to
mom.
Listen to it.
And I was mum.
Already not after this.
Oh yeah, no. Mom. In the last one, we said way worse things. And if I just may. For the 12 people that are listening to this, last week I promised that I would I would edit more of the podcast that we rehearsed. It was Nigel, former Bruce, and Anonymous and Charlie. But basically, I can't be bothered because it's just so filled with racist stuff and homophobic stuff.
Was that from Charlie?
Was
everyone
obviously.
Chiming in a bit?
Yeah, so basically to that, yeah, no, but that's fine. Yeah, I think that your mom might be able to listen to this.
I'm opening my Fanta?
Shut up. And these idiots were fucking smoking a blunt while we were recording it.
In here?
No, not in here,
in Charlie's room.
So it's just incriminating evidence. I have a recording of them.
You have a recording of it, but we never said what we were smoking.
Yes, you did.
No, we said we were smoking herbs. That could mean anything.
Oregano. Okay, fair enough.
That's so funny. Was this when I wasn't here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, that's what you missed. Me getting...
420 smoking in Charlie's room.
Yeah. You missed the 420 pipe
Did
as
you
well.
Actually get high, Bernardo?
Maybe
Bernardo
I got a contact
smoke.
High.
Now, the time he did get high is my favorite memory.
Oh,
yes.
Let's story time for
the pod. I'll story time. All right. So, basically, so his fucking dumbass, even though we said, you know the vapes that have the...
Was it Nance?
No, it was Ewan's.
This is very incriminating.
Can I just say, real quick before you guys go into this, because if I don't say it now, I'll forget.
Okay.
where one day last week, Nancy gave me some of her THC vape. I took maybe like 3 tokes of it, and I was literally tripping balls, like up in my room. And then we didn't know where Maddie went. Maddie disappeared, and then we were scared, but we found her shortly after.
You found me shortly after.
Yeah, this is when you were missing, and I was trying to be serious and like calm and collected to try and find where you were. But
calm
I was
and
like,
collected.
I was like seeing the stars.
Which time? Which
when did you go missing?
Oh, I went. Oh, I didn't go missing.
It's
I just
after you
I
guys
tripped
went
and
out.
Slipped and fell into a guy's room. Not important.
That really?
doesn't work like that.
Charles. When was this?
And that guy simultaneously tripped and slipped. And,
hey!
And his pants were off, and then a condom appeared on his dick.
When I was at home.
This is when Nancy had the THC vape.
Is this when I was at home?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was the day that you went home. Aww. I think.
Yeah, Nancy was just like handing the vape out to anyone. But everyway, anyway, you
yes,
and you and had the same vape, and Bernardo took so many hits of it. So many.
Well, I thought it was nicotine, to be honest.
Thought it was a normal vape.
Yeah, I thought it was a normal vape.
Bro was like, but the thing is, because I think Izzy and Ewan just watching him, like.
No, it was Charlie and Ewan.
Oh, Charlie and Ewan. Cool. I'm fucking just taking so much of it. And then I think I came downstairs and you were just very giggly and you're like, and you were like, you were just kind of sitting there looking very disorientated. And I was like,
just so bad.
I was like, you okay? And he was like, no, I need to lie down. And then he was like stumbling to get up. He was like, please, Maddie, come with me. And
I was panicking.
You were proper panicking. So I went upstairs. I had to like make sure I was like
I
behind
paranoid.
You like that to make sure you didn't fall. And then went to your room and you immediately went into like the fetal position. You started breathing really heavily. I just sat on the edge of your bed. I was just kind of watching you like, you're right there. And then you went, how long have we been in here?
Literally, like, it's been 5 minutes.
No, literally, it's been like 2 minutes. And then,
it felt like 20.
But then you stood up, and you sat up, and then you went, okay, I feel fine. And then you go, oh no, it's coming back. You did that about 5 times. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to get you like a drink, stay there. And you went, okay. But then you got up and followed me anyways. Like, what the
fuck
are
no,
you
because,
doing?
Well, if you're high, you have to listen to Pink Floyd's.
Oh, yeah. Great Gig in the Sky was put on.
Or you have to watch X-Files.
Oh, yeah, apparently so. Whoa. Yeah, no, but it wasn't that much better. I've listened to it 1,000 times. So I was seriously disappointed with it.
You need to listen to Fontaine's DC when you're high. They have really good. Shout out to.
It shall never happen again.
Abby Davies. She really loves Fontaine's DC.
Who the fuck is that?
Abby from our flat.
The ginger.
Oh, the ginger one. Okay, yeah.
Ginger.
I don't know that her last name. There's a lot of Abbeys.
Fontaine's DC.
Nibi
New.
Okay, this is another story time for the pod. Basically,
the pod.
The pod.
Oh my god, she's a complete YouTuber.
This is another story time for the pod. The other day, you know, in like secondary school and like sixth form or whatever, you get like Leavers hoodies. This is like quintessential like British like culture. You get like Leavers hoodie.
I didn't get one.
I didn't get shit in school. I just
Oh, I got one for secondary school.
I didn't get one.
Well, you can choose. You can choose basically to have a name on it. So on my like sixth form Leavers hoodie, I had Nivi New put on the back. So I walked in the kitchen and Bernardo was there. He was like, is your last name New? I was like, no, my last name isn't fucking New. Why would my last name be
No, to
new?
Be fair, in my defense.
Especially spell N-O-O, not even like N-E-W, because that exists.
Does it?
Has a last name called New.
No, but that's Irish people and their names. I'm sorry.
Tread lightly there.
What?
Tread lightly. When you say that.
Oh yeah, the IRA might come up and just blow my ass.
Yeah, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard. The Lizard Wizard. I'm
oh,
just
shut
saying.
Up.
The fuck are you talking about?
It's really good
Am
music.
Am I having a stroke right now?
She's having a stroke.
It's really good music to listen to when you're high.
Wizard
Gizzard. It's really good music.
This is my life. It's
oh
just
my god.
This mess.
Oh my god, the furniture's floating. Oh my god.
It's really good music to listen to when you're
Watch
high.
Out,
I just
she's
remembered
a
it. No, I just got ADHD, fam. It's fine.
Jesus Christ. This is my life, listeners. This is my life. They just go on tangents. But I was...
Your mum is a tangent.
Your mum is a tangent.
I could go on a tangent about your mum.
On and on and on.
Damn.
Your mum was so fat.
Your mum was so fat.
This is my life. Yeah, they're just saying things about my mom. One day, my mom will come down here and whoop your asses.
Well, I'll kiss your mom.
We'll learn her name then.
Oh, right.
I will never tell
you
my mom's
name. I'm
gonna
riz up your mom, Bernardo. I'm gonna riz up your mom.
You can't do that because I don't even understand what.
I am your father.
So my father is called Nigel X Bruce. We should call you Caitlin.
Who?
Eh?
Caitlin.
Hey.
That Bruce Jenner. What?
Oh, Caitlin.
Caitlin. Yeah, that. You're Caitlin now. You're not Nigel. You're Caitlin.
I'll tell my mom.
Well, look a bit.
One of
well.
My best friends is called.
The fuck
Caitlin.
Were you about to say?
Shout out, Caitlin. Okay. You're a legend. I'm gonna get her.
Love
to
you.
To
you.
Love,
love
you.
Kate.
Love you, Caitlin.
He was
love
gonna
you
call
Kate.
Big shout out to Yanni as well.
Yeah. Big sure, shout out to Yanni. Let me just shout out to my homeboys at home. Shout out to Juliet. Shout out to Haley. Shout out to my Warner Bros. You know who you are.
Shout out to my cat Juno, Angel.
Shout out to my cats Rupert, Teddy, Maggie, Topsy. Oh, the real ones.
Oh, Wilma too. Not my cat, but I just know her. She's from down the street. Lovely lad.
Nice.
Shout out to my zero friends and pets at home because all my pets died and my friends left me.
Skill issue. Nice. Skill issue.
Just the sadness in your eyes.
Womp. Womp. Can we talk about pop?
What?
Can we talk about pop culture? What does everyone think about Matty Healy and Taylor Swift apparently dating?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Taylor Swift could die and I couldn't care less. She could get testicular cancer and I wouldn't care less.
Testicular cancer?
Yeah, exactly.
In the room.
That would be... what?
I love Taylor Swift.
I love Taylor Swift.
I don't give a shit.
I don't like Matt Healy, though. Fuck him.
Yeah, but who's the fuck is Matt Healy?
I'm going to Google Matt Healy. I think they're just like fuck buddies. I don't think that they're dating. I think that
they're already very good friends.
Yeah. I think that they're seeing each other.
Whether there's anything more going on. But honestly, I don't really care that much.
Matt Healy.
No. It's her. It's their life. Who gives a fuck?
I think he should be banned from the Eras Tour. He might start asking people for their ID.
Not to be racist, but...
Wait,
that
so
being
he's
said
from
though,
a band.
I do love the he's from the 1975.
Never heard of
that.
One.
Being said though, I do like the auto tune stuff. Like, I was like, fuck you, not you guys, not you guys, didn't mean you guys.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
I have no clue what they're on about, honestly.
Don't throw menthols on the stage, don't let menthols.
But there's actually something that I want to talk about. Whoa. Because I have a lot of material to talk about here. Don't make me talk, you bastards.
Hey.
Because we might talk about a certain person.
Can I just ask, how long do we have the room for?
Until
whenever we
11
want.
Or 9.
Slay. Who's this person you want to talk about?
A certain person.
Who's a certain person?
That
do we know them?
Yes, we know them.
Are we allowed to ask more questions?
I've got two people in my head right now.
Wait, what?
Oh, I think I know.
Oh, I don't.
It's a female person.
Oh. Maddie should definitely know.
Do I?
Yes,
I
you do know. You do know.
Maddie,
her very well.
Maddie, do you hate me?
Oh, my. All right, never mind. Fuck this.
let me just talk about the movie that I've watched this week.
Yeah,
because
please
there has to be like a bit of a cultural aspect to it. And then we can talk about...
Oh.
Okay.
That person. Ooh. So basically, this week I've watched...
Shall not be named.
She who shan't be named. She shan't. I've watched Tetris. I know you also watched it.
Yes.
You haven't watched
it. Did we watch it?
No, you went home. I continued
to
watch it.
You sent me home.
Yeah, because you were coughing and spluttering and fucking
I wasn't
mucusing all over
no,
my...
No, I wasn't.
That isn't part of the experience of
the film. You were laying on my bed, fetal. Yes. Not in a sexual way. And you were coughing and spluttering and muttering. And
I would hope the fetus wasn't sexual.
And you needed to go home. That would be inappropriate. And you needed to go home, so I sent you home.
Was this when...
She was very sick.
We started watching it in the kitchen and then, like...
Yes,
exactly.
Okay. And then we got bombarded.
Yeah, we got bombarded.
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 Mr. Bombast. Sorry?
They weren't misters, there were misses.
Mrs.
Bombastic.
There was a lot of them.
And basically, the story just starts...
Lovely girls, though.
Lovely girls.
Lovely girls.
Talk a bit
lovely
too much.
Girls.
Just a bit too much. Who the fuck is that
Hello?
Guy? piss off. Anyways.
So
basically, the film is about the guy, the American guy that actually got Tetris out into the world, which is played by, I don't know.
Taron Egerton.
Yes. Yeah, Elton John.
Eggsy from the Kingsman Secret.
Exactly.
Sorry, I really like him. Anyway, continue.
He's amazing.
Isn't he?
Okay. So that's why you send Ezra home. Oh, Anonymous.
I could have stayed with you.
It was indeed my proudest tug. Continue.
I could have stayed with you. I could have helped you out. Moral support. Cheering you on.
No.
No. Yeah. Like last time.
Shut up. Honestly, you guys, shut up.
Sorry.
No one wants to hear to your moans. They just want to listen to my moans. Nah.
Shut up.
So no, they don't. Ever.
No one ever, actually, yeah.
Men whimpering, anyways. MPG. Sorry, continue.
Yeah.
Male whimpering audio.
Male whimpering audio.
Yeah, but is that a thing for women?
There is a
it's
thing.
It's a thing for everyone.
Yeah.
Is it?
Anyone who likes male whimpering.
Women make the audios. Yeah. Everyone can make the audios.
Everyone
There's something for everyone.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I haven't been to that part of the internet. But basically, it's Elton John that goes around the world trying to sell Tetris to people.
Right.
But then he goes to Russia. Oh, sorry. Oh. I forgot to say, spoiler alert. The story is interesting, but the pacing is terrible. That's basically it. What did you think about it?
It didn't seem very good.
I liked it.
But seeing that I haven't watched
One thing that really, really stuck with me. To be fair, I get bilingual and stuff, but he spoke perfect English to his kids and they spoke perfect Japanese back to him, and that's how they communicated.
Yeah.
Wait, but he can't speak Japanese, and he understands a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got a wife and kids.
Basically, he lives in Japan and he has a wife. Yeah.
But he can't actually speak Japanese very well.
He doesn't speak Japanese.
He doesn't speak Japanese. I'm assuming he can understand it at least a little bit, but. And his wife speaks to him in English, but his kids speak to him in just Japanese, and
To be fair, sometimes...
I get it.
That does kind of happen. That sometimes happens in, like multiple language kind
of,
like,
giggling
couples
at?
And stuff.
Let Neve talk, damn it.
Maybe the parents might speak different languages and they communicate amongst each other, and then the children... I'm trying to say something intellectual.
No, you're doing great.
The parents might be brought up usually to speak the language of the parent that they're around the most, and then when they grow up they might also learn to speak the dad's language.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, he spoke a bit of Japanese to his employees. It was
how
just
was it?
Yeah.
Bad Japanese.
Shit. I assume so.
I just remembered because I watched the movie off of that thing that you set up because it's Portuguese, the subtitles are in Portuguese, so I'm listening to people speaking in Russian,
Russian,
I'm reading it in Portuguese, someone's speaking in Japanese, I'm reading it in Portuguese, I don't know what anyone is saying.
I have no idea.
I got Google Flix, hit me up, my guys.
I got no clue what half the people in that movie said, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was nice. Yeah, but no, yeah, because...
I understood konnichiwa.
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 I mean, to be fair, Russian and Portuguese sound very much alike, so...
They do.
They do.
So, arigato.
Yeah. Arigato gozaimasu.
My friends in Japan are fucking loving this.
Are your friends in Japan listening?
Hopefully.
Hello.
Damn it, Evgeny, listen to this.
I'm friends in Japan. Konnichiwa. Arigato.
Oh, Christ.
Arigato for listening.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato.
Arigato. Arigato to all my kawaii. All my kawaii babies.
OMG. Omo. Sugoi kawaii.
Oh, Christ.
Uwu.
I think I just had an aneurysm.
Yeah, I think I also had an aneurysm. All those months of learning Japanese for nothing.
Learning.
I love learning
Hi,
languages.
Hi, Super Nintendo Chalmers. That's a Simpsons reference.
Me when I learned the language.
Exactly.
I love learning.
Learning. So, next item on our agenda is a special person.
Agenda? Oh.
Nigel is getting angry. She's turning green.
See the fucking smoke coming out my ears.
Yeah.
As we move over to our agony aunt section of the
podcast. Yes, my favorite.
How to deal with difficult people. How to deal with difficult people.
Kill
Don't.
Them.
Yeah, just kill them.
So do you want to tell us what happened the other day to you?
Oh, fucking gladly. Well, basically, right?
The Welsh just came out of it.
So basically.
Fucking gladly.
That was not a Welsh accent.
That wasn't. I don't really know how to do it.
Basically.
Fucking hell.
shut up. So I got left alone. First of all, this person, I do not... Fair enough. Okay, she's not a horrible person. I just clash with her personally. We have very different personalities and we just don't...
This is so real.
We just don't vibe with each other. And Ez said...
No, it's anonymous. It's anonymous.
I'm both.
Anonymous said...
Anonymous?
Homono. That... What you sh... Ugh.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, crikey.
Don't do that.
No, oh, Jesus. Anyways, just go on about it.
Basically, Baddie with the fat back over there had a trial shift. So I was only supposed to be with this person for like an hour and a half on my own. I was with this motherfucker for 4 fucking hours.
Don't hold the mic like
and
that.
I swear to God, I genuinely, the amount of times I wanted to actually jump in front of a bus. And again, I'm just going to preface this by saying she's not a bad person. We just clash. And when I say we clash, I mean we have absolutely nothing in common. The way she talks pisses me off. The classism, the subtle racism. It's just, it's never ending.
Subtle?
Subtle, exactly.
There's no subtlety to it.
Yeah, there is no subtlety. Racist.
Can I just say something? And I think this is general advice. And yeah.
This is good. This is good. I like this.
I would say, like, speaking as someone who's dealt with... difficult people in the past, or like friends, you're as if you find someone that you don't necessarily get on with, like personality wise, you don't vibe with them socially, you don't really enjoy hanging out with them, just because they're not a quote unquote bad person, as in like they're not like a neo-Nazi or something, doesn't mean you don't.
I was actually friends with a Nazi.
Oh God, no!
You've told me.
Really hoping that's not where this is
going.
No,
I'll tell you afterwards. It was a nice guy.
But what?
Just very confused.
But like, this is you're not under any obligation to ever be friends with anyone, even though if they're the nicest person ever. There's no obligation.
Well, see, this is the thing. I was there against my fucking will.
Thanks to...
I did not want to be there.
I apologise.
You should. You're never going to stop apologising.
See, she invited herself.
I know. That's the thing. It's not even your fault. No. But it's just, I don't feel an obligation to be...
It's not even your fault.
I don't have an obligation to be friends with her, because I have made it clear to G that I'm not exactly a fan, and I'm just not going to...
Said her name now.
Do you hate me, Maddie?
I honestly don't
she
care.
Speaks, she talks like this.
No one tell her the podcast exists.
I might have told her that. But she doesn't...
She wouldn't watch it, right?
No, she wouldn't watch it. No, yeah, no one watches
this. I mean,
at
the end of the day, if she hears it, she hears it. It's
yeah, she
kind
of knows.
This isn't a secret thing. I don't care that she knows, because I have made it apparent that I'm not exactly a fan. And that's okay. That's not her
fault.
Do
you hate me, Maddie?
Yeah,
stop
She's not a bad person.
It's not her fault. I just don't really vibe with her, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But being forced to... spend time with this person in a close proximity for 4 fucking hours.
For 4 fucking hours.
Not fair.
Yeah, no. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in that situation, that's kind of like inescapable.
I mean, she can escape. I mean, Maddie, you can run for
you could,
it. You could just make a run
for
it.
She can't run very fast.
Yeah, she can't.
Oh, I know. She kept like having a go at me, because I kept going up the stairs really fast.
oh my God.
Well, yeah. She was like, you're with a cripple. I was like, I'm sorry.
So that's basically, you just had a day out with grandma.
Didn't I tell you the other day the picture she sent me looked like my grandma?
She did. Actually.
No, so she, classism. She doesn't really like black music except Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Or Gangsta's Paradise.
See, now I feel bad for saying all of this.
You shouldn't.
We are just speaking.
Well, no,
I
was going to say, I stand behind what I say. I feel bad about speaking.
I can stand behind you if you want.
Okay, Alexander Hamilton.
All right.
Bernardo, can you stop flirting
this
with my wife, please?
This is what happens when Bernardo says anything. Well, it's not really funny. But
this is what happens when Bernardo says something stupid.
Every time he tries to, you know, chime in the kitchen or whatever, and we're just like, okay, come on.
This is my life. I'm constantly being bored.
Oh yeah, I was being sarcastic for sure. Anyways,
mm-hmm. this was all a joke.
I'm
irony 100.
Slipped and fell into Bernardo's room on accident.
What?
As a joke.
What?
Maddie. That's what's gonna happen later.
You're joking.
You're fucking
no,
joking.
Not another one.
No, another one. I thought that you were. I didn't hear it properly, and I thought that you said that someone was going to was in my room now.
That's enough.
It's Maddie.
That's good. That's enough slices.
So basically, and now my neo-Nazi friend.
Let's talk about that.
No, basically, so
let's
like
also talk about the rise of extremism in young males. let's talk about that.
Oh my god, this is Radio 4 now. So basically, like in my MA, yeah, you need to talk. Sorry, my MA. BA.
Right.
Yeah, it's your BA, isn't it? This isn't this year.
Bitch.
Your bitch ass. Bitch.
Your bitch ass.
So, yeah, in the first year, like, in that specific course, there's not a lot of guys.
How old were you?
17.
So you were 17, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, do you finish, like...
No, my birth is in December.
I can't imagine you being younger than 50. I'm not gonna lie.
I haven't met you. I'd never like.
Hey, aren't you two like the same age?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, burn. There you go.
You guys are both.
At least
45.
I don't look it.
There you go, Caitlin.
At least I don't look it.
Imagine being over the age of 18.
Can never be me for a few more days.
These two wankers, I literally just high five.
Imagine themselves. Being children.
Actually, I'm legally an adult.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm
Actually.
Anyway, so this guy and his name was Bruno, and there was not a lot of other guys to talk with.
Because we don't talk about Bruno.
So it was Bruno.
We don't. That's one thing we don't do, is we don't talk about Bruno.
So it was Bruno.
We can sing
it
about
was
him, though.
A guy from the south bank of the river. Gonzalez was a very nice chap. Not a Nazi.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And...
Good.
There was João, who was a blithering idiot. So Bruno, he was a former Nazi, and he had problem with his mom. He was
former.
Yeah, it was a former Nazi, okay. But he still carried around with him the Mein Kampf.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
the book.
Not good.
Yeah,
that's like all these rich people that collect like Nazi memorabilia.
Yeah,
they're like, it's history. It's like,
I would buy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, you're just fucking.
No. No, I would buy Hitler's toilet seat.
Okay,
we know.
I would.
We know.
I mean, it's a great conversation.
I'd buy his toilet seat.
I'd buy his remaining testicle.
You really seem to like shit.
You do. That's a yeah.
You talk about that quite a lot.
You talk about shitting.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I think that's like
it's the IBS in me, guys. So yeah, that was basically.
Do you have
it.
IBS? Let's be open and vulnerable.
Yeah.
For the pod.
I do.
Yeah. Let's talk about our illnesses and let's stuff.
Oh, okay, everyone, Jesus. Go around the room and talk about all their illnesses.
Oh,
who's starting? Maddie.
Maddie has crabs.
Are we including mental illnesses?
Oh. Maybe let's not include mental illnesses because I feel like we'd be here
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. We're all mentally healed.
Yeah, me and Maddie.
Well, I can't talk about mine then. That's all I got.
Don't you have anemia?
I got anemia. I got astigmatism.
Because Maddie can't
blind.
Get sturdy because she has anemia.
I can't get sturdy. I got anemia.
You can't hit the gwitty.
I can't hit the gwitty. I can't literally hit the gwitty. I have ADHD.
Yeah, everyone in the studio has ADHD. I've been trying to tell a story.
We've heard what's happened.
Yeah, 4K.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have ADHD, Bernardo?
A bit.
I have suspected ADHD.
You have ADHD.
You have ADHD.
Okay, I've been diagnosed on the pod.
By someone who's been diagnosed.
By a psychology student, you have been diagnosed.
Yeah.
I feel great.
So, you have the anemia, the astigmatism, the general blindness,
yes.
The ADHD.
Yeah.
Anything else? Tism. You got the tism.
Schizotism.
What about you, Bernardo?
I've got some razzle dazzle of the tism.
Apparently, the other day I was also diagnosed with mega autism.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I was watching a documentary about trains. Whilst playing a game about trains, whilst watching a movie about
trains.
I don't like them like that. Jesus, that's airplanes for me.
Is that why?
And watching bullet train.
I feel
train.
Uncomfortable now that you showed me that airplane game.
What have you done to that airplane?
No, I was jerking off to bullet train, not because of the trains, but
because
of Brad Pitt.
Hang on a moment. I thought I could hear a noise.
Yeah, it was that. Yeah.
I'm so glad I sat you in between us.
I was going to say, that's why you're getting so close to me. I see now.
Can we just talk about Aaron
Taylor-Johnson
for a second?
Who?
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
He's in Bullet Train. Can we just all personally knock down?
Wait, is it like Tangerine? Tangerine, yeah.
Take him away from the granny.
Yes.
AKA his wife and mother of his children.
His groomer granny. No,
because, like, hasn't she known him since he was, like, a literal child?
18.
I know.
Met him. She was a producer on the film.
I've read somewhere it was 14.
Yeah.
Well, they first initially, they kind of, I want to say they maybe knew of each other since before then, but they first, like, became friends and then she groomed him.
Disgusting.
When he was 18 and they were working together on a film.
He's literally never been with anyone else.
I know. How it's sad
so
is that?
Because it's oh.
So just because he dates a MILF.
He's so
no, it's
beautiful.
Not a MILF. He is a victim. He's a genuine
yeah,
victim.
Yeah, no, he's a victim.
Wait.
Because his wife, oh, no matter
what's
how
what's her name?
So they met when he was 18 or 19, Sandy and she Gossie. Was 42.
Oh wait,
I mean,
Sam
yeah.
Taylor Johnson.
His
is that it?
Her yeah. kids are the around the same age as him. I'm pretty sure, or are they just a bit younger? Was it?
No, she might have been
her
a MILF.
Kids from her first marriage. Yeah, from her first marriage.
She might have been a MILF.
It's not. No.
Let's not call MILF. Let's
no.
not call groomers.
No,
MILF.
this is not a MILF situation. This is
no,
a
no,
victim.
You're just pissed at her because you like to be banging this guy.
No, I'm pissed at her because she's a borderline pedophile.
No, yeah. Like he's genuine. Like he's yes, groomed. He's attractive. But he's genuinely a victim.
Yeah.
Again, he that was 18 or 19 when they met, and she was 42.
42.
That's the same yeah. age difference between me and my mum.
He's never been with anyone.
She
else.
Was older. She's old enough to be his mum.
What's that? 20.
He calls her mummy all every night.
but this.
Hang on.
20.
That was so predictable.
24 years
yeah. living the dream.
So when he was crazy. Born, she was 24 years old.
And to put it into perspective, imagine being like 30 and looking at a.
Six-year-old.
That could be like a Shakespeare drama. Oh my God, I'm fucking my mum.
Or an episode
Bernardo.
Of like
Befog. Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
No, I actually, a bit of cultural
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds.
I love Criminal Minds.
I love Spencer Reid.
Criminal Minds. Criminal
the
Minds.
Fucking table.
Spencer Reid.
I love Spencer Reid.
Aaron Hotchner.
On the table.
Derek Morgan.
Every guy I've ever been involved with is just a Spencer Reid variant. I've realised. Manifestation.
Like me?
I don't know who. Yeah, this is the problem
autism.
Of doing podcasts with women. I don't know what the fuck they're on about.
Oh, there he goes again.
No, I don't know what
okay,
the fuck you're on about. I have to Google this guy.
Criminal Minds. It's a really good TV show.
Criminal Minds.
I never watched it. Anyways.
Bernardo hasn't watched it, so.
It doesn't
so
exist.
It doesn't exist.
My viewers, listeners are not
your
interested.
Five viewers.
My five listeners are not interested in this.
What if they are?
Right.
I know them personally. They are not.
Yeah, what then? Pussy.
No, but in Portuguese literature, there's a very famous story.
Yes, a really good book.
Oh, Christ. It's impossible. It's impossible. Basically, there's this... So basically, this guy sees a girl that he really fancies, and he goes and bangs her.
Ew.
Turns out his...
Fair enough.
No, she's her, his sister.
Are we getting into incest?
Oedipus?
Damn.
Yeah.
No, Oedipus is his mum.
That's his
yeah,
mum.
Yeah,
and that was
oh, it's
accident.
Oedipus. Sarah, there you go.
No.
Well, Oedipus was his mum, but...
Yeah, I mean, incest is weird.
And that was also an accident. He didn't mean to.
Yeah.
No, and it's a literary story. In Portugal, we're not Bilhillies, okay? Hillbillies. Bilhillies.
Oedipus did everything in his power to not bang his mum, and that all ended up in him banging his mum.
Yep.
It was like,
didn't
yeah,
he like
I mean,
claw his own
weird.
Eyes out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Once I he mean, realized it was his mummy gouged his own
yeah.
eyes out.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah,
I understand that.
Greek
have
mythology is mental.
I did classical civilization, fairy level, and it was
I'm in love
so
with you.
Fun. Oh my God, I'm in love with you too.
Marry me.
I was
right
going to say, what? Yeah. Okay, right. Here's an ethical dilemma. And okay. can I just say I don't support this? So if anyone thinks that I'm in support of incest, I don't. Okay.
Disclaimer.
I support incest.
Disclaimer.
Yeehaw!
Okay. Two gay men,
oh
brothers.
Yes.
Would that obviously sex?
obviously sex.
Is
obviously.
It is it any more or less or just as weird as incest between like like a sister and a brother?
It's just as weird.
Even though they can't technically like
no, it's just
no, they
as
can
weird.
Show their dicks up
you
in
should
their
not be
asses.
Shoving
no, okay.
your dick up there.
Neve's thing is it less bad because they can't procreate.
Yeah.
Well, their kids are not going to be with. Well, no, you know.
Well, they can't.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like it's still just as weird.
Yeah, no, I think like the thing is though, what's weird, the thing about incest is that I really don't want to be getting into a place where we have to talk about incest.
I think the thing about incest
is
that you can look at someone who has the same family members as you and go, you're hot.
Bang.
Like, that's what's weird about incest. It's nothing to do with the fact that the kids could have deformities.
Yeah,
it's
no,
to do with
it's
the fact that, like,
it's like a it's kind of like a violation of, like,
it's a vio.
That's such a
proper
bio
that is.
Proper bio that is. Bio. It's kind of like
Bernardo coming in with the slang.
The British slang.
It like basically just kind of like violates that like social
the whole thing is violating.
Social boundaries.
Real.
With,
I feel
like,
violated just thinking about it.
But yeah. what if they like each other?
That's still weird.
Who cares?
That's
still
weird.
Love is love.
Get psychological help.
No, love isn't love.
Bernardo saying love is love.
Love is love.
Is
because
same,
he's done
no,
incest.
No.
Is it all like
this is
pedophilia.
Why he
keep
yeah.
my,
you
keep
know
my
what?
Caesar out on
I'm
this.
I'm gonna be honest.
This is he.
I'm gonna be honest. You compare me to your sister a lot.
No, because you're very. I don't know. You're
this
very huggable.
Because
I'm squishy.
This is why he won't do the rice purity test because he's gonna get zero.
I've done it.
You haven't told us what your score is.
Yes, I did that. It's 30 or something.
It was.
I don't believe you.
38, was it?
Yeah, I think it was something
I don't
like
believe
that.
You.
Or was it 50? I don't know. I'll do it again.
Mine was 30.
No, yours was 30. Mine was 50.
Mine was 38.
50?
Yeah, 50, yeah.
Fucking hell, mine's 31.
Oh, yeah, mine was 38.
So
yeah.
You have been. You're probably.
I'm the youngest in this room and mine's 31.
Committed bestiality recently?
No.
Good.
Have you shat in the woods?
Have I shat in the woods or shagged in the woods? I know someone who's shagged in the woods.
Shut up.
If you don't get that joke, please watch the first podcast.
Shagged in the woods.
No, but this is something interesting. So,
it's
what
okay,
is?
Okay, Maddie, I also have a shag tree.
Shut up.
So, what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
I knew it. I exactly.
No
more.
Well, that Twice song.
Well, the Twice song.
Yeah.
No, but if two people like each other, for example.
No. What is love? I'm listening. It's okay.
This is the ADHD podcast. That's what it's going to be called.
I think people with ADHD have the best podcast because they never need to plan anything. They never need to plan anything. They just come up with stuff and they.
We
just
should get
talk.
A camera
and
in here and record the podcast
up.
As well.
Yeah.
No, I was considering just putting my phone up there, but then meh.
But if
two people just really love each other.
No.
See, when you're related, that's fucking weird.
Or if
also
there's
when
a major
you're a
age
child
difference.
With an adult, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. I think people can say anyone would be able to say, oh, but we really love each other. And there is because love is such a subjective kind of topic and feeling and it's so personal. There is no way for anyone else to kind of like quantify it. Or like validate it because it's not like a tangible thing.
Yeah.
Near me new. spitting facts.
Damn,
girl.
I used to do philosophy and ethics.
Oh, anyway.
I also used to do philosophy.
I threw a chair across my
not
French
very well.
GCSE class.
Maddie, no.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? You crazy people.
You rat.
No.
No, but the thing is...
Love is love
within limits. C'est très bof.
Love is love, but there's limits.
No, but for example, where's the age difference? So if it's...
I don't know. Love is anything. Love is whatever.
Love is the answer.
Love can be platonic. Love can be romantic. Love can be me and my fucking corner yogurt. I love that shit so much. Miller corner yogurt. It's busting.
What the fuck is that?
They've got like little chocolate balls and it's just like vanilla yogurt and you like dip it in and spin
it
around.
The milk chocolate
and
the white chocolate balls and you're like...
Yeah.
Oh, do they have the same thing with Smarties? It's just
Yes, they do.
Oh, I know it. It's something that Nestle does.
I'm in love with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to eat like one or two of those a day. I was a fat little kid. My mom can... Yeah. Yeah.
Could you testify?
She can testify. Well, she bought them for me, so.
Oh, let's hear from
Jokes
her.
On you, Mom.
Get her on the phone.
Phone your mom
actually,
right now.
We're using, like, this Rodecaster Pro 2, and apparently you can do that.
Oh.
By the way, Road, if you want to sponsor us, please
do. If you
want to
sponsor this podcast,
please do.
I think Matty Healy should sponsor this podcast.
I think Matty Healy should die.
Maybe he's not going to sponsor the podcast now.
I think Matty Healy should have a shower and go to therapy.
But do you know who else should have a shower?
And stop talking about young, beautiful, successful women like Ice Spice.
Do you know who else needs to have a shower?
Who?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I was never there for that.
He also needs to give a certain lady her red scarf.
Oh, I was there for that.
I even seen a cheaty motherfucker. It's on site. It's on site, Jake Gyllenhaal. It is on site.
I was never actually there for the lore.
Too well.
I don't really know what's going on. I don't really know what's going on right now.
Oh, we're just see ADHD.
Chatting shit about Jake Gyllenhaal.
We're just ADHD, to be fair.
He screwed Taylor Swift over.
Give her her scarf back.
Oh, so he nicked Taylor Swift's scarf.
I'm getting messages from my bitches and hoes, guys. I'm sorry.
No one cares. No one cares because you don't like any of them.
It's not love.
It's not true.
That's not love.
I know it's not love. I never said it was.
Love is love. That's not love.
Shrek is love. Shrek is love.
Oh, Nancy just put in the group chat Domino's. Oh, I want Domino's. So
I want
bad,
Domino's, but,
I have no
but
money.
I've literally got like
the
£2.
So basically, around here, you can't really get like takeaway. So Domino's is
the only one.
Yeah, it's the only way. It's the way.
It's the only way.
This is the way, except for ew, except for the.
You're all welcome for that.
I actually forgot what I was going to say. I'm not just
going
to about
it.
Can
we actually air this podcast?
I think we can. Yeah, let's
hope so.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Ooh. I think the podcast should be The Cursed Pod.
The cursed pod.
I like the pod with no name, but there's definitely someone who thought of that.
The cursed pod. They're 100%
is. No, there's a podcast with no name, but mine is the podcast with no name as of now. I might come up with some name someday.
The cursed pod.
The cursed pod.
Because have you seen how cursed
it is?
We should just call it Girly Pops.
Girly Pops and
girly
the
pops.
Nard.
Girly.
And the girly. Nard dog.
Girly Pops and the Nard dog.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, no. Why the fuck am I Andy? Jesus Christ.
Because you are.
You kind of give... Okay, let's assign everyone an office character.
Oh, we never got around to Disney. What's my Disney character?
We told you.
Your mum.
Nigel.
I didn't like that one.
Okay, office characters. I think...
I've never seen The Office.
How dare you, sir? Ooh, how dare you?
Scream of murder. I think...
I haven't seen The Office, but I've seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I probably should see that.
You'd like it.
I would.
I think that Bernardo.
Dwight.
No.
Okay,
no.
I know that one. I know him.
I think you give like.
I'm not Jim for sure.
What's the one that Michael Scott plays?
No, Michael Scott's the character.
Oh, okay, Michael Scott.
Steve Carell is the actor.
Yes. That's you.
Oh, you could argue that Michael Scott plays you.
Yeah.
You would fall asleep for 5 hours after having a chicken pot pie.
You give me like Ryan energy. Like, you know, when he goes on his villain arc.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Oh, yeah. Actually.
That's so real. Yeah.
I
want to be
three office characters.
I want to be Phyllis, but I know I'm Meredith. Okay, I don't think I'm Meredith. I think I could be Phyllis.
I'm leaving this conversation.
No, Meredith is a fairly pronounced person.
I think you're Pam.
Am I Pam?
I think you give Pam energy.
I give Pam energy.
I know three office characters.
Who are they?
Name them.
Michael.
Will you be the
Jim and
Pam.
Dwight.
Will you be the Jim to my Pam?
I do understand that reference, yes.
Yay.
Or as Kevin says, PB&J.
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 Pam, Beasley and Jim.
Yeah.
That's us.
I love Kevin. Wait, that should... no.
I mean...
I'm not that dumb.
What about Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Oh, yeah.
Stop hitting the fucking table.
I get excited. I'm sorry.
That's what she
I'm
said.
I'm going to assign myself.
Not to you.
I'm going to be... I'm going to assign myself and I'm going to be really honest when I assign myself.
Okay.
Boyle.
I was going to say that about myself.
Wait.
No.
Hitchcock.
We're Hitchcock and Scully.
We're Hitchcock and Scully.
No, I feel
no.
I relate to Jake a lot.
I relate to Jake.
Which
a lot.
Not because he's the main character, but
can
like
I be Peralta?
No.
No.
I think you give Boyle energy.
No, what's the other lady's name?
Rosa.
Rosa. Can
you
I
give,
be Rosa?
You give Rosa.
I'm kind of
no,
Rosa.
No, you do.
You give no, you
I think you give Boyle.
No. Oh, no, he definitely gives Rosa.
Yeah, sometimes I'm a bit scary.
It's the aggression.
Rosa yeah. or kind of Terry sometimes.
Yeah, I see yeah. that.
Rose busting like through walls like the Kool-Aid man.
No, like it's the him acting like a dad quite a lot.
Yeah.
I want to be Captain Holt, but
Captain Holt. You're too expressive and emotive for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm not as deadpan. Yeah. I think I might be Gina.
Gina.
Yes.
Gina, definitely. Yeah.
So we've got Hitchcock and Scully.
I reject
Gina.
These claims.
Okay. Jake and Boyle. You're Jake, I'm Boyle.
I can get behind that.
Hey,
it's true.
Hey,
it's
leave
true.
It. Leave it.
It's true. Look at the way we act.
Forget about it.
I am a raging man child with ADHD.
And I am constantly with you, constantly wanting to do everything with you and do everything for you.
This is perfect.
It's us.
Wow.
You're just saying that because of your black ancestry, you know?
Excuse me?
Slavery
hey,
and shit.
Yo.
Excuse me?
Hey, yo.
I'm Welsh. I was not part of that. I was also...
No. Your grandma came from... Where did she came
my
from?
My great-great-grandma on my mum's side came from France.
There you go.
Everyone's...
Bourgeoisie.
Yeah,
Bourgeoisie.
Okay. Everyone's... I mean... Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like everyone came from like somewhere. I don't know why.
So true.
I don't know why people put so much worth into the whole like oh this is quote unquote this is like as in like I don't know like
careful Niamh.
No, I was gonna say I don't think it's anyone's right. Like I don't think it's the right of like the American people to say.
Shut up. She's going on to
like
something.
American people to say, oh, this is quote unquote our country. I don't think it is.
Yeah, they
oh,
never
I don't
do.
Think it is. It's really, no. If you're, yeah, no. No.
Unless you're Native
Sorry.
American, that is that not is, your country.
That's not your country.
Yeah, they just nicked it.
Yeah, essentially.
I think
well, we did.
We
and
did,
the
and then they were
and
like,
Spanish.
And then they were like, go away.
Portugal never
like,
did anything wrong.
And then we fought them and lost.
We fought
never
them and lost.
It
was such
wrong.
An L for us, wasn't it?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you sure Portugal's never done anything wrong?
No, we just took...
Their government has never done anything wrong.
Oh, don't get
dubious.
Me started on the fucking government.
Oh, what's the government situation like in Portugal?
So basically, oh, yeah. This is... last week I also talked about this, about the boat that was sinking. So basically, this week, so we have our own like national air carrier, and there's been like a massive scandal surrounding it because there was a lady that was let go,
right?
And she was offered like a severance payment of like €500,000.
You can tell
euros.
How interesting the story is by how most people in the room are on their phones.
Damn it, Niamh.
I'm looking up the atrocities committed by Portugal.
Okay, let's get to it in a second. But basically, the lady got fired, and then she got hired to the government.
Right.
And then all hell broke loose, because what the fuck? She got 500 million quid, not quid, euros. And then
so they have the euro in Portugal?
Yeah, we do. Right. So basically, like... One ministry of the infrastructure was sacked, and then they put another one in, and now he's probably going to get sacked. And then one of his advisors just threw a bike at someone. He got sacked. And then, like, the Secret Service is after him because he has a computer now. So probably he will be sacked from life. And now the president the president was talking about just dissolving the parliament, and this is what we are.
Damn.
Well, I've been doing some research. Portugal never did anything wrong, did they? What about the colonization of multiple African countries?
Ooh. Yeah, let's talk about that.
God damn it, just leave Portugal alone.
And the colonization of what many African countries by Europe.
What about
we're 1 hour in.
What
this.
About the Portuguese colonial war, Bernardo?
We almost won it. That's what. No.
Wow. No, so basically, 13-year-long conflict.
Yeah.
Because you stole someone's country.
No. Well, yeah. To be fair, people were treated. It wasn't
colonization.
How can I put it? So yeah, we went there and we took shit from for us. But basically, the reason that that war happened was because of
they didn't want to be under the rule of Portugal anymore.
No. They were sponsored by no. They were sponsored by the USSR. And,
big up
and
the
US. And the
big
US.
Shout out to the USSR.
big shout out to my homeboy Stalin.
But that was the yeah, and I mean, yeah, people were
shout out to the boys.
There was a level of segregation there.
A level of segregation.
No, because you know, Portugal has never quite dealt with its historic, like...
No, it likes to cover it up.
No, because... So, because it was like in...
I mean, we can't talk.
No, because it just happened in the 70s.
Just referring
to... Okay.
In the 70s, yeah.
Between 1961 and 1974.
Damn.
Yeah.
According to this article here, Portugal has silenced centuries of violence and trauma.
Okay,
let's move on to something else.
Their role in the transatlantic slave trade.
The Arabics started it first.
Oh, can't blame the Arabics.
No, but actually, there's something interesting to be said about that. Because so basically, what we did was sometimes we would just kidnap people from the beaches, There was a thing called the Kingdom of Congo.
Yes.
And the King of Congo was a very wealthy guy because he used to sell people to the Portuguese.
Yeah.
And
that happened quite a lot during slavery.
Yeah. Then someday, I think the French or the British knocked on his door and was like, and they were like, this is our now. This is ours now.
We own them.
Yeah. And that was that. But yeah, we sure have like a lot of things.
Skeletons in the closet.
Lots of skeletons in the closet.
They're not in the closet. They're in the ground. I'm afraid, buried very very deep.
Real. They're in a closet in the ground.
I accept that.
Real.
We call them coffins.
No.
Okay. I think that I don't know if you guys want to talk about anything else, but I think that this is a nice place to put it about. In regards to, you know, Portuguese colonialism.
We should end
that's on such
slavery.
A depressing note.
No, but let me end it on a good note. So,
Bazinga.
No, I actually learned this yesterday. So, fish and ships.
Mm-hmm.
So, because Portugal expelled Jews from Portugal, and they were very fond of fried fish, they came here to England.
Right.
And they started to you know, fry fish, and then the Belgians and the French came up with the French fries here in England. It just all came up together, and fish and chips. The most English thing is not English.
I love fish and chips. That's essentially like all of British
culture.
Do you want some more?
It's like British Museum.
No, like a Portuguese queen. You probably know this one, like 5 o'clock tea. She was the one that brought tea to England. Not the ceremony, but like the habit of having tea at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
I mean, macaroons aren't actually French.
Really?
They're Italian.
Oh, really?
They were brought over by, what's her name? Catherine de' Medici. Oh. Brought them over.
I mean, it's like a big staple of British culture is like chicken tikka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not really a big thing in India as such.
No, it's like all these it's like all this discourse as well.
She's zonked.
It's all this discourse as well about
honk
like
me.
Like Americanized or like Westernized kind of like I guess ethnic dishes. They've been like Americanized and like I guess kind of like altered to fit the Western palate.
We've colonized like a lot of Eastern food.
I mean, is it colonized? I think it's just adapting it in some.
Salt
in some, no, because oh, actually,
no,
I went
then
to.
Then it would be British.
Yeah, British. Okay, but yeah, that's fair enough.
We go to a Chinese and we're like, oh yeah, this is typical Chinese food.
Yeah,
and
no, it
people
isn't.
Go to China and they're like,
yeah, they're eating like,
where are my
intestines?
Sweet and sour chicken balls?
Yeah,
you're not gonna find that in China, mate.
Ez, do you remember when we got that fucking huge? It was like a 50 quid like Chinese order for just me and Ez.
Just us two.
And we literally had like, we had so much food, but it was so. Fucking good.
Was that before a night out?
That was when we went out with Yanni.
Yep.
Yanni, of course. Yep. Yanni the man.
Big up Yanni.
No, but actually, yeah. I went to a Portuguese restaurant there in Japan, and it was nothing like it. They just adapted it to their taste.
I mean, it's a smart business model to adapt.
Yeah.
Sometimes almost like the kind of like authenticity of the food is almost like the selling point. But sometimes it's the smarter, like, business decision, I guess, to alter a food to suit like the locals.
Selling it,
and that's kind of why it starts.
Yeah.
To be honest, there in Japan, I also tried like some Chinese spicy shit. Honestly, my eyes just came out. It was the spiciest. My tongue was on fire. Honest. Jesus Christ. I blame Kim. He's a Korean bastard.
Jamaican jerk chicken and rice.
Oh Christ. No, you were cooking it yesterday and she
put cooking it yesterday. I put one Scotch bonnet in there.
Oh no, my
There's
god.
A lot more spices if you go to
Everyone
Jamaica.
Was coughing in the kitchen. It was like weapons grade.
Nice though. It was
pepper
really
spray.
Good. It was
Thank
really
you.
Really good.
I do enjoy the jerk chicken.
I didn't try it because if I had tried it, I would have permanent diarrhea.
It was really nice.
I don't
nice.
Think you would have. It's not actually.
It wasn't that spicy.
It's not actually that spicy.
My tummy hurts and it doesn't handle well spices.
Okay, Mr. IBS.
Damn it! I'm being bullied at this, but yeah, IBS. I think that's a good way to leave it.
Let's end it on IBS.
IBS. Yeah. Everyone, just keep that in your minds.
Yeah, just keep
over and out.
And on that note, I need to run to the toilet.
Yeah. So see you guys next episode.
Need to piss.
Bye.
Bye.
Shit.
I'm finishing it. Damn it.
Stay black.
Yeah. Stay black. Well, I don't have the funny thing to say this week, so I say wobble wobble dub dub. Vive la France.
Vive la Revolution.
Okay. Yeah, I like
Not
it.
The revolution.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
Let's go. Big up Rebs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big up Rebs.